I can give you a day or two more. Probably I can help you out of your present plight, and I need a little help myself. We've no food, and no baggage, and no ponies to ride, and you don't know where you are. Now I can tell you that. You're still some miles north of the path which we should have been following, if we'd not left the mountain pass in a hurry. Very few people live in these parts, unless they've come in since I was last down this way, which is some years ago. But there is somebody that I know of who lives not far away. That somebody made the steps on the great rock. The Carrick, I believe he calls it. He does not come here often, certainly not in the daytime, and it's no good waiting for him. In fact, it would be very dangerous. We must go and find him, and if all goes well at our meeting, I think I shall be off and wish you, like the eagles, farewell wherever you fare. They begged him not to leave them. They offered him dragon gold and silver and jewels, but he would not change his mind. "We shall see, we shall see," he said, "and I think I've earned already some of your dragon gold, when you've got it." After that they stopped pleading. Then they took off their clothes and bathed in the river, which was shallow and clear and stony at the ford. When they dried in the sun, which was now strong and warm, they were refreshed, if still sore and a little hungry. Soon they crossed the ford, carrying the hobbit, and then began to march through the long green grass and down the lines of the wide-armed oaks and the tall elms. "And why is it called the Carrick?" asked Bilbo as he went along at the wizard's side.
"He called it the Carrick because Carrick is his word for it. He calls things like that Carricks, and this one is the Carrick, because it's the only one near his home and he knows it well."
"Who calls it? Who knows it?"
"There's somebody I spoke of, a very great person. You must all be very polite when I introduce you. I shall introduce you slowly, two by two, I think, and you must be careful not to annoy him, or heaven knows what will happen. He can be appalling when he's angry, though he's kind enough if humoured. Still, I warn you, he gets angry easily." The dwarves all gathered round when they heard the wizard talking like this to Bilbo.
"Is that the person you're taking us to now?"
they asked.
"Couldn't you find someone more easy-tempered? Hadn't you better explain it all a bit clearer?" and so on.